أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. These are the last two ayats of Surah Zilzal. The Surah starts with the shaking of the earth when Qiyamah will come, and the earth will throw out all what is within the earth, all the treasures, etc., and also all the amal, all the actions whichever man had done on whichever piece of ground, that also the earth will bear witness and throw it out. And that is all by the command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then that will be such a day that all men will go in groups in order to see their amal. With regard to the groups, there are two explanations as we had explained. One was that people according to their actions will come. That is, for example, all those people who were thieves, they will be in one group. All the people who were addicted to liquor will be in another group. Like that in various groups. And the other explanation is that going to after the decision, final decision of Allah Ta'ala, there will be two groups, one going to Jannat and one going to Jahannam. And all there where they will gather to see their actions, whatever actions they had done. And all those actions, Allah Ta'ala gives a further explanation of those actions. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. So jisne ki zarra bhar bhalai, wo dekh lega usse. A person who had done to the extent of an atom, to the extent of a grain, any good, he will see that good on that day. Every small, the smallest action, even just smiling at somebody, even any small action that a person had done, even just the gesture of his hand, whatever action a person had done, you will see it on that day. And with regard to that, it comes also in the Hadith Sharif, insan will say on that day, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What a kitab is this, what a record. لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً. It hasn't left out a smallest thing or anything, a big thing, إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. And it has recorded it, the smallest, finest, minutest thing will also be recorded. And in there will be recorded all our actions, our thoughts, etc. Whatever we had done, a person will be shocked that such a record of mine has been here. What we have forgotten also, it will be there. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And whatever they had done in their life, they will find it present there. And all this will be from the time of a person having become baligh, when he's responsible for his action, all that will be recorded there. The smallest of good a person has done will also be recorded. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. اور جس نے کی ذرہ بھر برائی وہ دیکھ لے گا اس سے. And the smallest wrong and evil a person had done, that will also be, he will see it there. There won't be a smallest wrong that a person had done. No matter how small it is, we might call it, and this is also one thing that we get misled with, that it's a small guna. That small guna can lead us also to Jahannam. And to regard it as small is very dangerous. Anything that displeases Allah Ta'ala is extremely dangerous. So anyway, whatever a person has done, no matter how small, that also he will see. It also comes in the Quran Sharif that a person, the people, according to their actions, Allah Ta'ala treats them. In this world also, according to our actions, in أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. If you do good, it is only for your own sake that you have done good. And Allah will bring good conditions for you here and in the akhirat as well. وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. And if you do bad and in other words, you are harming your own self when you are doing bad, then you will see the consequences of that also. So everything will be seen very clearly on the day of Qiyamah. However, Allah Ta'ala in His great mercy and kindness, and we read in the other parts of the Quran Sharif that a person who makes sincere tawbah of his gunas, Allah Himself, He does not even command the malaika, so that they also can say, we did you a favor and we wiped out your record of deeds. We destroyed your file. No, Allah Himself, when a person makes sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala destroys all that, that no record of that guna remains. And it won't be even presented on the day of Qiyamah. Really, we have to really appreciate this great ni'mat of tawbah of Allah Ta'ala. And we should try and make every day, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I make 100 times a day tawbah, istighfar. We should think for ourselves, how much of tawbah istighfar do we make? And the amount of gunas that we commit, in fact, all our good actions are also to be classified as guna. Our namazes that we make now, we know what is the quality of that namaz also. Whether it can qualify as a good action, that also we should wonder. And how that is namaz, we have to make tawbah and istighfar on our good actions also. So anyway, whatever a person has done in this world, small or big, if he did not make tawbah of it, it will be there on the day of Qiyamah. And it will be terrible. It will, and all gunas will take on the worst forms, will take on the forms of snakes, scorpions, the forms of fire, etc. And they will present themselves. And good deeds will present themselves in the form of very good good actions, will take the form of very, very good forms. And they will present themselves on the day of Qiyamah. So much so it also comes that if a person uses atar, hitar, and he uses it in order to impress people, that will also come forth on the day of Qiyamah in the form that a terrible stench and smell will come from his body. And if he used itar for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then it will come in the form of giving a wonderful perfume smell on the day of Qiyamah. So the smallest of actions will also be there, good and bad. It has come in the Hadith Sharif, in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, these two ayats are the lubbe lubab, the sum total of the Torah and Injil. These two ayat, that whatever good a person does, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever bad, no matter how small, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. This is the sum total of the Torah and Injil. It has been also narrated in the Hadith that reading the surah is the sawab of half the Quran Sharif. So if we read the surah twice, we will get the sawab of reading the whole Quran Sharif, and we can read it and make isali sawab for our marhumin. And really it is not only the recitation, but we should consider the meaning that what that day of Qiyamah will be like, and this will help tremendously to change a person's life and to make his mind go towards akhirah and prepare for that. May Allah accept from us and give us to tawfiq to make amal, and we can only make shukr to Allah that He gave us the tawfiq to go through the surah, and may we take the lessons from it and live accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.